the number?
Blog Talk Radio.
Host of
the MLM view here on Home Base Business 101. Ruth started off as a faithful listener to Home Base Business 101 when she was transitioning herself from being a full-time postal employee to becoming a full-time home-based business owner. And we're just so proud of her and watching her growth and her development in the home-based business industry. And even more so than that, we're just so thankful that she chose to not only continue to support and listen to Home-Based Business 101, but to become a host here on our platform. So without any further ado, I'm going to bring up the hostess with the mostest today, Ms. Ruth Bradford. Hey, Ruth, how you doing today?
Hi, Baba Jahi. I am doing awesome. Thank you for that wonderful, wonderful introduction, and thank you for being my engineer and my co-pilot here on the MLM View. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. I think I got all of your people on board here. And if not, then I'll dial out and dial somebody else back in. But, hey, go ahead, take it away, and tell us about your show for today. And if there's somebody we need to get connected, we'll make sure we get them connected.
All right, Baba Jahi. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in today and listening to us and being allowing us to be a part of your wonderful day by joining us on the MLM View. You know, this show is here to support you. It's my time. Well, this show is your show, and it's our time to be together to help each other and to share and to learn from each other as we build our respective home-based businesses. We are in the network marketing part of business, and I just love network marketing. I love what it has done for me financially. I love what it has done for me personally, and I'm just loving the fact that I can share with everyone. You know, this is February, and this February 14th is Valentine's Day, but I celebrate February as the love month, and I do a lot for it does a lot for me. Because what the world needs now is love. And so I decided to ask my two friends to be on the show today as we close out the love month. I would like to introduce you now to a dynamic couple. I met these two fantastic individuals actually in my company about 5 years ago in Vitamark, and they have just been a tremendous support to me. And they have a lot of information that we are going to share with you today. And I would love for you to meet Keith and Liz Schreider. Keith and Liz, are you there?
I'm here, Ruth. Liz, are you there?
I'm here.
I think we have to dial her back in.
Okay,
we're going to get Liz on the line. Well, Keith, while we're waiting for Liz to come on the line, you know, today we're going to be talking about a subject that's near and dear to me, as I said, love. And you and Liz had a event. Well, we had an event here, everybody, in Dallas last January, and this book that we're going to be talking about was introduced to me at that event. And I was so blown away by the content that I asked Keith and Liz to be our guests today so we can share this with you and talk about the five love languages, the secret to love that lasts. And this book was written by Gary Chapman, and he has a website. You can go to the website and follow along with us. The website is 5lovelanguages.com, the number 5lovelanguages.com. That's LoveLanguages.com. And Liz is going to be telling you all about it, but right while we're do we have Liz on the line yet? Okay, Keith, are you still there?
She gets the phone call, but she can't hear anything on her line. There's something wrong with the mixer board, I think.
Okay.
What's her? Just give me the first part of her extension. My wife had wrote down the numbers earlier.
Well, I'll tell you what. How about I three-way call her in?
That'll work.
Yeah, go ahead. Three-way call her in then.
All right. 1 second.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is live radio. Can't you just feel the energy and can't you just feel the love? We're working it out. You know, this is why I'm so glad to be on the show with you all. And technology has made it possible for me to be in Dallas, for Baba Jahi and his wife, his lovely wife, Cynthia, to be in North Carolina, and for Keith and Liz to be in Houston. And this is how technology is what we use to make our businesses work, and it helps us grow our business as we grow ourselves. And this book that we're going to be talking about today is a part of us growing ourselves. You know, tools are what we use to build our business. The phone, the telephone is a tool. The internet is a tool. Blog Talk Radio is a tool. But one of the tools that the other tool we use is our heart. You know, we use our language. And so that's why we're going to be talking about the five love languages today. Keith and Liz, are you back?
We got the tools working, so we're both on.
I love it when we get everybody together on the same line. Liz, how are you doing?
Hey, Ruth, I'm doing good. How about yourself?
I am doing wonderful. Isn't it great when technology works out and we learn how to use our cell phones? Keith, you go, boy.
That's right.
Well, Liz, welcome to the show. And did you hear the introduction that we gave? As Keith said, you can hear, but you couldn't speak.
Yes, I heard parts of it, and then the line was cutting out for me, but I did hear part of it.
Okay, well, I want to welcome you both to the show today. I was telling the audience that last January you introduced this book to me, The Five Love Languages, at our seminar here in Dallas. And I was so blown away by the information and how easy this was just to learn. And then so I started applying it. But before we get into the book, Liz and Keith, can you just tell me can you tell our audience a little bit, Liz, about you and how you got into network marketing?
Absolutely. I actually started at a very young age. I think I was about 20 or 21 when I was first introduced to the concept of network marketing and instantly fell in love with it because I knew that I was not the person to sit behind the desk for years, and I craved, you know, something different, something that would really give me what I needed and allow me to go out and do that in a different way. And so, I joined into network marketing right away, and as luck would have it, it eventually led me on a path to Houston where I met my now husband and changed my life forever. And, of course, we are in this business together full time. We both work at home together with our four-year-old daughter, so we get to balance the job of being parents and being able to work and travel and do things together. And if it weren't for network marketing, we wouldn't quite have the life that we have. And I love it. There's absolutely nothing else out there that would have been the same for me. And so I am very thankful that I found my path on the way to network marketing.
Well, I'm thankful that I found you all and that you introduced me to the book, The Five Love Languages. And ladies and gentlemen, if you remember, Keith was on our show last week, and we were discussing his book, How to Get Rich Without Winning the Lottery. So, Keith, just want to bring you on and do a sound check, and thank you again for being with us, and it's great to have you back this week. So can you just give us a little bit of information about how the five love languages has helped you in your business and in your life?
You betcha, Ruth. Can you hear me?
Yes, great.
All right, terrific. Good deal. Well, the reason we decided to read the book is it was recommended to us by a couple of people. You know, when somebody recommends you a book, you're like, okay, a couple people recommend you a book. But, you know, when there's a group of people recommending the book, there's obviously something there. And what happens is most people that are married, whether you've been married for a year or even in a relationship with a year, 10 years, 20 years, what happens is you get so worried about money, and you should worry about money, or you should at least take care of your finances and and have a better life, of course, but some people get so caught up in money
mm-hmm.
that they forget to take care of what's important. And hopefully
mm-hmm.
your spouse and your family are important to you, because you get so, I mean, you know, people are working 40, 50 hours a week, plus commuting, plus, you know, they send them home with an iPhone or a BlackBerry so they can work at home or telecommute, and they, you know, they're working more than 40 hours. And
right.
What happens is, I need to work so I can, you know, pay the mortgage and pay the bills and all this other stuff, and you tend to forget about your family, you tend to forget about your spouse. And it's almost preventative. You say, well, you know, we don't have relationship problems. Well, that's why
mm-hmm.
you want to prevent them from happening. So we took a look at the book. You know, we read it a couple of times, and it was very basic, you know, nothing too off the wall or new age or anything like that.
Right.
And it was a big eye-opener for us. The five love languages, and these aren't in order because you can read the book, and I'm sure they have some sort of order, but the five love languages are gifts. Number two is acts of service. Number three is touch or physical touch. Number four is words of affirmation. And number five is quality time. And what that is those are five languages that love speaks. In other words, we'll just kind of go through a couple of them. You know, we only have time, and I'll have Liz talk about these as well. Number one is gifts. In other words, if you wanted to show love to your spouse or to the person you're in a relationship with, you can give them a gift, you know, whether it's, you know, flowers on Valentine's Day or a nice iPod or, you know, just give them, you know, the small gifts or sometimes big gifts, you know, buy them a new car, you know, whatever.
I'll take that.
Yeah, there you go. we found you, Ruth. But, you know, some of those are, that's one of the love languages. Number two is acts of service. Perfect example is I'm a guy, and believe it or not, I do the laundry.
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes
congratulations.
It can be acts of service. Yeah, yeah. It could be, you know, fixing something in the house. It could be vacuuming. It could be, you know, picking
yeah.
up the kids or taking the kids somewhere over the weekend when the other spouse is normally doing it. And it could be, you know, backwards and forwards. But what happens is sometimes you say, okay, well, everybody loves gifts. Oh,
mm-hmm.
you know, who doesn't love gifts? Well, believe it or not, I will raise my hand. I'm not a gift person. Now, if you want to, now there's a couple of gifts I like. You know, like one thing is 10 years ago, my wife bought me a massage chair, and I love it. But on a day-to-day basis, if she wants to show me love, don't buy me gifts. When I have
mm-hmm.
birthday parties, and I've had birthday parties in a while, I normally just type to leave it with my family. I'd say, you know what, you can come to my birthday. You know, we'll go swimming, do everything else at the house. Just don't bring me gifts. I'm just not a gift person. You know, if you want to hang out with me, just don't buy me gifts. It's pretty simple.
Right.
Now there are some simple gifts that I do enjoy every once in a while. Like Ruth, you and the group gave me a really nice book, I guess last Saturday, and I enjoy gifts like that. But I just don't like stuff. You know.
Yeah.
But you turn it around, and I'm not saying Liz is a gift person, but that is one of her primary love languages. So every once in a while, if I go out of town, I'll try to, you know, bring something just to let her know I'm thinking of her. Well, a perfect example is, you know, some people may think this is small, but I had to run to the grocery store, and I said, you know what, she doesn't drink coffee anymore, but every once in a while she likes to enjoy a coffee dessert. She's not a coffee drinker, but, you know, she'll have a coffee, like, you know, once every 2 weeks. So I just, there's a Starbucks in the Randalls, and I was walking by, and I said, you know what, I'll just give her this, you know, gift. Or, you know, I'll buy her an iPhone, whatever.
Yeah.
Buy her an iMac. It doesn't matter. You know,
I
but,
saw that photo on Facebook. Congratulations, Liz. That's a...
Yeah, but, you know, those are just some of the other, those are, you know, two of the love languages. And the
mm-hmm.
book, what it does is that you take this quiz in the back, and some people are just like, you know what, I'm not a big acts of service person, but when you take the quiz, sometimes it's very eye-opening, but I won't hog the entire call, so I'll pass it back over to you, Ruth. So
okay,
you,
well, you know, you went through some the five languages, and I took the test. You mentioned the test, and I took the test again this morning. You know, I took it last year, and that's when my eyes were open until – you know, onto what and how, what my languages are and what I value most. And I learned today that I'm bilingual. I have two of the five that I scored high on. So Liz, would it be okay if you share with everyone about the assessment a little bit more? You and I just talk a little bit about that part?
Sure, sure, absolutely.
Okay, I'm going to ask you first about the importance of this for women.
Oh, well,
the five love languages. You know, we were at a women's symposium. We at the event. I'm going to let you talk about it. I can talk all day. Please. Share a little bit.
Sure, sure. Well, I think one thing that will help you understand the languages is, let me just paint a picture for you. About 3 or 4 weeks ago, the three of us, Keith, myself, and our four-year-old daughter, were able to go on a cruise, and we left out of Galveston, and we went down to Mexico, and it was a wonderful trip, and, you know, it's another one of those perks of being in the business. And when we were in Mexico, of course, they speak Spanish.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if you've traveled or if you've seen TV shows or movies, but there's always that American tourist that
yes.
goes down to Mexico, doesn't speak any Spanish. And, you know, of course, there are many people who speak Spanish and English, but
mm-hmm.
there are people there that primarily speak Spanish. So
mm-hmm.
the American tourist will inevitably go up to this person and ask them a question. And the person is looking at them like, I don't speak English. I don't understand what you're saying.
Mm-hmm.
So the American tourist starts to speak slower, thinking that if I speak slower, they'll understand what I'm saying. Then they start to speak louder, right?
Mm-hmm.
Have you seen this happen? I know I have, and it's pretty funny.
Mm-hmm.
But that's really how I would describe the love languages. We all have a language that we speak, and if your spouse is not speaking that language, it doesn't always come across. And sometimes people try to yell it and to shout it, and it just doesn't come across because it's not their language. So a perfect
mm-hmm.
example with the languages is, let's say you are a acts of service. That's your primary language, and your spouse keeps bringing you gifts. Oh, she'll love it if I get this for her, and I'm going to go out, and I'm going to work, and I'm going to make all this money so I can go out and buy her all these extravagant gifts. And the whole time, all she's asking for is maybe some help around the house and, you know,
mm-hmm.
doing laundry, which I love. And having that spouse just take the extra steps to do some service for her, to help her out with things. And that's really all she's been looking for. But he's been out there screaming the acts of, you know, the gift and giving out the gift, thinking that that was the language that she's speaking. And
mm-hmm.
so until you learn to speak each other's language, it's not always going to come across clearly.
Exactly. And, you know, another way that I use the book is learning the language of my customers. And my children and my teenagers. And Gary Chapman has all these resources on his website. I'm looking at it now. He has the book, The Five Love Languages. He has written a book for all demographics of life, you know.
Right.
Some for teenagers. There's a book for singles. There's The Five Love Languages of Children. And then here's another one that I'm going to get. I just saw this on the website this morning. God Speaks Your Love Language.
Wow.
So the key here is knowing and in having the knowledge. And when you have the knowledge of what, and you know a little, it's almost like, and he said it on his book, it's almost like guaranteed that you will have a better relationship, because we always say that network marketing is about the relationships. So I want to thank you so much, Keith and Liz, for bringing this book into my life and for being a part of my life and sharing what you know so willingly. You're very giving, and you're allowing me and helping me become a better person.
Wow. Thank you, Ruth. We love working with you, and you're so energetic, and you're always willing to grow. And, you know, if we recommend a book, and you're so excited to go out and check it out, and that's the best attitude, and that's how we are. That's how we got introduced to this book. So we're hoping that we can point this book out for some other folks to go out and get it. And, you know, that's why you were talking about our women's event that we had, and that's why we did it. It's, you know, when it comes to something like this, it's, you do need to speak to just the women, and then the guys get to go, and they get to talk, and truly learn something. And then the important thing is to come back together and to share with each other. So
yes.
when you take the test and find out your language, you've got to tell your spouse, because they don't know and they can't do that for you. So you want to share that information so that you can really make it more effective and use it and really start to apply it. And the book has got some great examples of finding, you know, you've got the test to find your language, and then once you know your language, there's some great ways to help you learn how to do it, because if it's something that doesn't come natural for you, you just have to learn some ways that you can make it work for you.
Exactly.
And you'll definitely see some huge results.
You know, my husband and I both took the test this morning, and it's like a 30-question test, you all. It's just simple questions. And you just answer the questions, and it gives you an assessment at the end, and whatever you score highest, that's your love language. Well, I scored higher on affirmations and then physical touch, and they got me right on. I love positive affirmation and affirming words, and I like holding hands. And they got my husband right on. He likes receiving gifts. And it said about the receiving gifts, I was really surprised. It said it's not actually the monetary amount, it's the thought that goes into it.
Absolutely.
That right. Oh, I just had to sit back and think, you know? Because it's just really what you said, Keith, at the beginning.
Oh,
are you back?
Sorry.
Did we lose?
No, I'm here. I got you.
Okay. No, it was what you said. Kind of, it goes back to what you said in the beginning. It's not the gift, you know, it's the thought about the gift.
That's true. And that's one thing, is that the five love languages, none of them cost money. You know, access,
exactly,
service, touch, words of affirmation, quality time, none of that costs money. And gifts, you know what? Small gifts, as you said, Ruth, but even gifts, it's going to be cheaper than therapy.
Yes. Well, speaking, that's a great way for us to end today. But that's one more thing before we go that I'd like for you to discuss, Liz. And this is so important for me with this being Love Month. You know, we support a charity, and can you tell a little bit about the charity that we support?
Oh, absolutely. Well, obviously, as network marketers, we're really great at going out and talking to people and spreading the word and sharing our story. And so, of course, you know, that's what we do with our group. And we go out and we raise funds. And it depends on what's going on out there. There's different groups who are in need. And there's people out there that are working really hard with their charity. Sometimes they don't always have the time and the means to go out and raise the necessary funds. So, again, one of the great things about being in network marketing is we can go out and we can help, and we can do that. So we work to raise money, and we've been supporting a group called Big Love Cancer Care Services, and they work to help families who are dealing with children who are going through cancer treatment. You know, we forget that the children are going through a lot, obviously, and they need to be taken care of, and the parents are going through a lot as well. So by helping to raise money, we can buy toys, we can buy gifts, we can buy supplies. Just going to the hospital and paying for parking. These hospitals, the one here in Houston, I've heard they charge $8 every time you go in and out of parking. So for these parents to be in the hospital and pay for parking and then have to leave to go out and get supplies, it's very difficult for them. So this organization goes out and they help gather up the supplies and get what the family needs for that time. So it's very beneficial, and it's a huge help to these families, and they appreciate everything that we do to help support them. And, of course, you know, like I said, that's the beauty of this industry, is that we can go out and we can not only make a difference in our lives, but we can go and we can help other people, the people who are less fortunate, who are going through something really hard and they need some help. Network marketers, we're great at that.
Yes, we are. We are big on love, and thank you so much for being, for telling us about the organization. And if you all would like to contact Liz or Keith, they're both on Facebook, and you can also send me an email, or I'm on Facebook as well, Ruth Bradford. And we're just so, I just want to let you all know how much I appreciate you, how much you have given to the industry. And you're great role models and great examples to follow. So thank you for being on the show today. I'm going to let you guys go. And So thank you for taking time out of your busy day. But this, ladies and gentlemen, is what network marketing is about. It's about, you know, just connecting with people in your life and letting them know and learning to be a better person. And that's what Liz and Keith is helping me do. So thank you.
Thank you, Ruth, anytime.
All right.
Thanks, Ruth.
Thank you. Well, we're going to take a break here, and we'll be right back after this station break.
All right. Hey, you're listening to Home Based Business 101 here on Blog Talk Radio. And today we have the MLM View with Ruth Bradford, Home Based Business 101, as they just talked about a charity, is also a part of an outreach program for Movements Unlimited Performing Arts Company Incorporated, which is a 501c3 federally recognized nonprofit organization that specializes in youth and family development. And currently we're working on our youth and young adult business mentoring program. To find out more information about that program, you can go to www.movementsunlimited.com and learn how you can support that program. And back to you, Ruth.
Thank you, Baba Jahi. And ladies and gentlemen, we are, like Liz said, we are big on giving in network marketing. There's a scripture in the Bible that says, to whom much is given, much is required. And I am, you know, so thankful that, you know, we can just come together, pick up the telephone, and leaders like Keith and Liz will come on the phone and just share from the heart. This is what the network marketing industry is, ladies and gentlemen. And, you know, in network marketing, we have several names. They call it MLM, network marketing, direct sales. But what I call it is a better way to work. And when I was working at the post office, I would always tell my coworkers, you know, I believe in working smarter, not harder. So once I found network marketing, my life just changed for the better. I want to encourage you to go and buy or go to the library and pick up The 5 Love Languages by Gary Chapman. And you can go to his website, 5lovelanguages.com. And just go there, take the assessment and learn, share, encourage your loved ones to take it. As I said, there are resources there for teens, for children, for families, for singles, and love is just what the world needs now. So I want to thank you for being on spending time with us today. I look forward to many, many, many more shows with you. Next week we will have on our show Coach Roxanne, which will be all about social media and Facebook. So I want to encourage you to come back next week and join in with us on our conversation, our midday conversation. And I always say, change your view, you can change your life. This is Ruth Bradford. Thank you today from the MLM View. Everybody have a great time.
Hey, we got about 11 more minutes left, Ruth. You know, I took that challenge while you was doing the show.
Oh, did you? Okay.
Yeah, and my score
awesome.
Was
probably. What did you think?
But why? You know, they say down here that he says, you know, learn your love language,
yes.
And it says mine is quality time.
All right. I am so proud of you, Baba Jahi. That's what I'm talking about. In action right away. Can you see how this tool can enlighten you on a little bit on, you know, communicating with others?
Yes, I mean, it's so important that, you know, in terms of, you know, relationship development and things is that we do have some ways to measure, you know, what we're doing in relationship to our relationship. So, I mean, you know, that's why I was kind of curious while I was just sitting in the background managing the switchboard and stuff. I said, you know, I went to the site and said, let me go ahead and it's a 30-question test. I said, well,
yeah.
I probably got time to get through it while you're doing your interview, and let me see what my score ends up saying, you know. And it's very interesting that what I felt in my heart after I answered the questions and all of that, that it sort of reaffirmed what I had already felt, is that quality time means,
yes,
you know, the most, you know, to me. And, you know, and I mean, again, you know, people need, as you said, learn their language so that as they can make sure that their relationships are harmonious and that, you know, that's, you know, as you said, Love Month, is that as we look at life, you know, it's so important for people to find happiness in being
yes.
together. There's too many lonely, sad, tired, and broke people out here. And I'm not interested in joining that club.
I like that, Baba Jahi. You know, you hit on two points that Keith and Liz said. Keith talked about, Liz talked about the foreign language. When you don't know, when you're not communicating well, it is like you're speaking a different language. And people are going, huh? You know? And then Keith talked about just being encouraged and, you know, the what is most important to you. So you found out that it was affirming to you that quality language, quality time was your language. And there's, out of the five, as I said earlier, some people will be bilingual. My two highest scores were in, I have them right here. Hold on. Let me tell you what it says. Uh-oh, the computer just went away. I'm on my husband's computer, y'all, and I know the language is, he speaks iMac, okay? So hold on one second. I'm not so good on this computer. But the bottom line is learn your language. It'll help you. My top one was affirmations. I am big,
okay.
And it just hit me right there in the heart. I am so on target with affirmations, and I just love them. I love giving them, and I love receiving them. So go to the site like Baba Jahi did and take the test, and you'll be surprised. It's a window into, I like what you said, it touched you when you would take, you just answer from the heart. The questions that he asked really gets to your heart, and it just opens you up to a different way of communicating. So, Baba Jahi, how much time we have left?
We have 7 minutes left.
Okay, well, let's see if we have any callers out there that would like to ask any questions.
Okay, let me throw it out there. We got 813-716. 813-716. You're on the MLM View with Ruth Bradford and Baba Jahi. Question or comment? Or are you just listening?
Okay, if you push one, everybody, that's how you raise your hand, and then you'll be queued up to ask a question, but maybe that person was just listening. We want
to
thank everybody.
Okay, we'll go to the next one. Hey, area code 850-769, question or comment? I guess we just got some people listening.
Well, I'm glad they're here. I'm so glad they're here. It's wonderful to have listeners calling in from all over the world to our show today.
Hello, 850-769. You on the air. You got a question or comment?
Yes, I have a comment. My name is April Page, and I'm calling from Panama City, Florida.
Hi, April.
All right.
Hi, Ruth. How are you?
I am wonderful.
Thank you. Good to. Thank you both for allowing me to speak. I just wanted to say that I enjoyed the call. I enjoyed the information that Keith and Liz and Ruth have been sharing about the love language because, you know, like Liz was saying and Ruth reiterated, you know, when you're talking to people, if you don't know your love language or you don't know how to communicate with people, it is like speaking a foreign language, you know? And that's one of the really great skills, that we have to take time to learn as network marketers. We have to be great communicators and great facilitators and, you know, just listen to people. And so I think that's a great book to start with and to get people going in relationships and with families and children.
Thank you, April. And you have the book. You were, in fact, we got to know each other a little bit at the event last year. So
exactly.
I have the book. Would you recommend everyone go and get the book? I would
recommend everyone go and get the book. It makes a huge difference. You know, just like when we learn the different personalities of people, adding the love language into it, you know, especially when you're raising children, because we have four, So yes. I know exactly what each child needs, and every one of them needs something different to give them that love language and to give them that security and comfort that they need from their parents. And it's great. We've been using it, and my husband and I have been using it in our relationship, and it's a really good book.
It is a great tool. And thank you, April, for bringing up the children aspect. You know, I have – this wasn't out when I was raising my three girls, but I have grandkids now, so this would make a great gift.
It would.
And thank you so much. I appreciate you listening in and calling in and speaking up, and I just love you, and thank you so much, April.
You're welcome. Love you, too.
All right.
Okay, well, you can do some closing comments, Ruth, and then we can wrap it up with the theme song and let people know about what we also have on tap for later on this week.
Okay, well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to thank you again for allowing us to be in your presence today. We work from home based business one-on-one. We have other shows on Friday at give me the time again, Papa Jai.
10 o'clock Eastern Time a.m. is Mama Jai with the Jasari's Love Show. And then she does a show also on Friday evenings at 9 p.m. It's all about love. And then on Sundays, we have I Do the Gospel of Working from Home on Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. And at 9:30 p.m. on Sunday, we have Ms. Gail Walker up out of New York City, the Big Apple, with the New Yorker. And, hey, we want again, you know, we've reached up to now over 30,000 people have listened in to a show here on our platform. And the listeners, the audience is just growing. And, you know, we just want to thank all of those people for taking the time out of their schedule to tune in and hear what we have to say. We must be saying something that means something to have that many people taking time out of their day to just stop by and spend some time with us.
You're so right, and we do thank you. And now, ladies and gentlemen, it's my time.
All right. Until next time, people, it's my time, it's your time, it's our time. God bless you, and thank you for tuning in to the MLM View with Ruth Bradford here today on Home-Based Business 101. Hey, and stop by again, because we sure appreciate your company.
We hope you enjoyed the Success Songs original composition. For music and words that create powerful moments in your day, go to successsongs.com and hear life from a higher vibration.
Another thing that people don't realize is it's a lot of